Haynesboro staff have been considering a scaled-back design for the renovation of LUTAC Dock. That's because they're struggling to come up with funding for the preferred option. But the Planning Commission is not satisfied with a less expensive plan. Last month, the Assembly gave Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel the go-ahead to pursue funding for a $21 million dock design. The option preferred by the Assembly, Planning Commission, and Ports and Harbors Advisory Committee costs $37 million. That's what the borough originally applied for a federal grant to pursue, but the application was rejected.
Our problem is that the costs of our project at $37 million are so high that we have been unable to pull together a package of matching funds.
Schnabel said in addition to grant funding, she's seeking between $8 and $10 million from money that had been set aside by the state for the Juneau Access Project. That plan was abandoned at the end of last year. Commissioner Brenda Josephson asked why Schnabel didn't ask for a larger portion of that money.
So there's $40 million Juneau Access Road. Why didn't she ask for the $15 million, which would have been the 40% of the $37 million project?
In the state's capital budget, legislators reallocated only about $20 million of the Juneau Access money for Lynn Canal infrastructure projects. Norm Hughes is vice chair of the Ports and Harbors Advisory Committee. He said the group wants to talk more about the designs before settling on the cheapest option.
The Harbor Committee would like to have more conversations about which way we're going to go, at least at the community level and with users of the dock.
Josephson agreed with that. She said the cheaper design could be problematic in the future. The $21 million design uses berthing dolphins and significantly reduces the uplands footprint of LUTAC Dock.
I think as planning commissioners, we're looking at 75-year minimum for this dock. We've got a plan for the future needs, and I appreciated Norm's comments about that we need to ask the user groups about this. I find this to be crippling for our community and our future.
But here's the thing. The dock is where freight and fuel comes into Haynes, and it's deteriorating. According to engineers, it's living on borrowed time. Rob Miller said that's one reason the borough needs to move quickly.
And it was really clear to me that we'd be giving up quite a bit for the cheaper one. And as an engineer and as a person that did dock design for most of my career, it hurts me to contemplate that. But what really hurts me is to contemplate what happens if that dock cuts loose before we have firm plans to fill it in, and how that's going to affect all of our lives.
But Donnie Turner said he's not ready to accept a scaled back design.
If you go to the minimum, that's what we're going to get. You know, and so you're deciding to back out of the project is really what's going on. I mean, to me, because if you go ask for the small project, that's what you're going to get. And so that's what your decision is. You're going to. And I'm just not really, at this point, ready to ask for the small project, personally.
And Jeremy Stevens said while timing is a concern, the borough should keep trying to find the money for the right design.
I too am worried that what if this thing falls over before we ever get funding? But the funding is there. The money is there. And when your proposal gets shot down, you get the feedback and you re-propose. And there's more than just one grant out there. I don't know why we're putting all our eggs in one basket.
Schnabel says she will continue to look for funding to pursue the more expensive dock option. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.